China.
He needs some milk.
Fucking yeah, give it up everybody for your radio host, the biggest retard in Notting Hill, it's Mark O'Keefe, give it up for him! I'm a fucking spastic. How's everyone doing? Great to be here with you guys. Every day, we're going every single day. I don't care if it's bad. I know yesterday was a disgrace. I don't give a fuck. Try and stop me. I'm coming for your children. Oh man, I've got the window open. I hope people can hear. Anyway, it's good to be here. Fucking pissing rain outside. Oh yeah, global warming, is this? I see, I was in the news there and it's like, oh, it's 42 degrees in Greece. They're all worried about global warming. It's pissing here, you fucking retards. Hey faggots, it's raining. It's a hoax. Global warming's a hoax. That's where I'm standing on it right now. I'm going hoax. Shut up, Donald. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, maybe. I don't know. I tell you, summer rain is fucking beautiful. You know that fucking smell you get? Those fucking... It just rises up off the plants. Oh, man, I love the fumes. I love the noxious fumes of plants after rain... And when you crush up some tablets, give me some of your noxious fumes. I want to think less. Anyway, I tell you about last night. It was fucking shocking. This is my podcast. It's just me. It's me fading more and more into obscurity. I'm doing what? If you watch the trajectory of me doing comedy from, I don't know, 9 years ago till now, it's never been worse. Last night, I went to the fucking fake Italian pizza basement, and there was a lovely couple, that was it, a lovely couple, you're in a basement room with two people, and you've got a microphone, and it's a converted bathroom, painted black, and they're sitting in the corner, they're confused, I'm confused, I'm like, how did I get to this, are you having a good night? No, we're not, we clearly figured out it was a scam. I was like, yeah, well, you cheap cunt. Why did you buy a voucher? Buy a real ticket. You don't want to see this. These are all amateurs. They're all fucking open micers and they're all full blown. Anyway, how are you doing? And then they were like, we're doing okay. Try and do crowd work to two people. You might as well be just talking to them on the street and they're just strangers. They're getting ripped off. I'm not getting paid. I told them I'm in this for a pizza. And I already had the pizza, so I wasn't even obligated to stay the full 10 minutes. So after 5 minutes, I was like, well, I got my pizza. I'm sorry you got scammed. But look, if you're coming out to London, central London, for a night out, if you're paying less than 20 quid for a fucking ticket, yeah, you're getting done. You think those are Italians upstairs? They're fucking greasy Albanians. You're lucky you're not getting cut. Truth teller, comedian, Mark O'Keefe. Ah, fuck. They took more blood off me again today, these fucking vampires. They wanted me back up by Harrow in the hospital. They didn't take more blood. Why am I lying? They took my piss. There's something wrong with my piss the other day, so they wanted more piss off me. I wish they said that. They're like, oh, we just need to collect another urine sample. And I was like, just ask me for my piss. And I took my cock out and I just pissed on the wall and left. Nah, I'm getting good in pissing into fucking cups. Yeah, they're probably testing me for drugs. It should be clean. I haven't touched anything. Fuck, I haven't touched anything. Oh, you cunts, I'm going to relapse so fucking hard soon. You won't believe it. I'll tell you all about it on my daily podcast. My fantastic daily podcast. Anyway, like I've said before and I'll say it again, this is a new show and this is a topical show and we like to... The daily news... gets filtered through one of the greatest minds of the generation, Mark O'Keefe, is going to give, I take the fake news that I get it, and I filter it through my genius mind, and I give you the true events of this planet. And if you can't handle that, then fucking go back and watch the BBC, you fucking, you Android phony piece of shit. I don't know what's up with me today. I'm on my second coffee, I guess. Anyway, so I was in the, this story intrigued me. So I don't really give you much Chinese news, which is a shame because most of the world is Chinese. I don't know if you've crunched the numbers yet, but one in like four people is a China. I was going to say is a China man. It's a person of Chinese. I don't want to get in trouble, you know what I mean? So one in four people is a person of Chinese. Or not exactly of Chinese, China the country, but of Chinese countries like Vietnam and shit like that. But anyway, a nursery teacher in China has been executed after killing one child and injuring 24 others by poisoning their porridge. Come on, brother. What are you doing? How would you get a job as a bloody teacher? And why are you giving them breakfast? Or is it, maybe it might be the poor part of China where they're starving. Why'd you poison their porridge? I don't know. These Chinese's are mad, right? I don't want to sound racist, but this is the first Chinese person news I've done. And so far, we're off to a bad start. Alright. Wang Yun was sentenced to death in September 2020 following the incident at Miang Miang Preschool Education in Jiaozhou in March 2021. This is funny. This is on Sky News, right? This is word for word. Wang Yun was sentenced to death in September 2020. That's it. It says that. Following the incident that happened in March 2021. So the Chinese are using minority report technology from like Philip K. Dick books to sentence people pre the fucking offence. You're like, Mark, it's probably a typo. It's probably, you know, Sky News made a mistake. Fuck Sky News. It's not a mistake at all. We're exposing the technology they have over there. Give me some beats. We thought one in four people are Chinese, and now we're finding out that they're also 50 years ahead in technology. So this cunt's getting killed for something he hadn't even done yet. Oh, it's a she. Oh my god, it's a lady? I thought ladies were... Hey, shut the fuck up. I'd punch the shoe on my phone, I don't give a fuck. Hey, I thought ladies couldn't do nothing wrong. Looks like this Chinese lady, she put sodium nitrate into the porridge of the students of another teacher in revenge after they argued over management. Oh my lord. So what, she killed someone else's students to make some other bitch look bad? Oh mate, okay, give it up for China. Oh wait. China. I'm remixing DJ Mark on the ones and twos. It's Friday morning, you guys ready to party? Alright, okay, alright, what else we got going on here? Kevin Spacey's in court. Kevin Spacey's in court over, let me get the story up. For Kevin Spacey trial, and the trial's in London, mate, it's in Southwark. Southwark is by London Bridge. So, he's denying, the actor, 63, denies charges of sexual offences against four men between 2001 and 2013. I read a bit of this and I believe Kevin Spacey. These guys are pussies. These guys are ducks. They're dogs. And Kevin Spacey, he might be. Fuck me. Anyway, it looks like they're all... I think Kevin Spacey's kind of cool, man. I'm just being the most contrarian I can possibly be. That's all I've got. That's all I've fucking got. My god, last night was grim. And I got a fucking margarita too. My pizza was bad. This is how sad it is. I bring my pizza home and I jazz it up with my own ingredients. That's fucking... fuck me. Anyway. I don't know. I'm back to South Kent tonight. First time in about a month. I don't think I'm hosting, but I might end up hosting because Ash, a lot of the times, he gets stuck in the bar he's managing in South London. So let's hopefully I can keep this caffeine buzz going until then. But maybe I'll message my mate Luke and see if he's got a weeds. I should drink or something. I don't know. I'm feeling very loosey-goosey, man. I went to a good yoga class there, so I'm fully blown yoga, fully blown gay, and I'm just feeling I've got nothing creative at all going on. Just doing this every day is all I've got. This is what's keeping me here. Hey, don't worry, mate. You've got a podcast. Jesus Christ, you see what Cunt's got podcast these days? Sometimes I scroll through I'll be scrolling through like Instagram, and like more and more podcast clips come up of just randomers, and I'm just like this. I'm scrolling. I'm just like, faggot, cunt, fucking fag cunt, half a cunt. My mate messaged me that today. He was like, half a cunt. That's somebody who's not that bad. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I could like break into another book review, but they've been so bad. You know, they haven't been good. Okay, I don't know if I'm running out of steam or not. I mean, at least we got back to the news, didn't we? We got back to the news and pop culture. That's good. I mean, I could go to the history. What happened on this day? The Bastille was stormed by a Paris mob. I was dating a French girl once. I wouldn't even say dating. I was living with a French girl and I banged her once, right? But the interesting thing about this French girl was she survived the attack at the Bataclan. Does that have any relevance for anything? I just wanted to... I saw a French and I just wanted to fucking... Hey, that's kind of nice. J'adorable, Monsieur Rita. It's all falling apart. Alright. I don't give a fuck about anything anymore. Alright, look. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start creating my own gossip when I go out doing comedy shows. Or at least have something interesting to come back instead of like going, oh, there was just two people at the show. Guys, believe me. Believe me, look. Believe the caffeine coursing through my fucking veins. This will get better. Please hang in there. Hang in there. Don't give up on me. Do not kill yourselves. I repeat, do not kill yourselves. Keep listening to my podcast creation. We are going back to the fucking moon, motherfuckers. Alright, peace and love to everyone. I gotta go calm down. I gotta go meditate. That was a bit intense. You guys are great. Thanks for hanging in there. Cheers.